Let's hear about the follow-up, because it's kind of interesting in view of what you all are saying.
Well, thankfully, she has had a very good outcome. The DIC very rapidly corrected. And given that and the low EF, and I hear what has been said here, we ended up not giving her an anthracycline. And instead, you know, once the diagnosis was confirmed, we started her on arsenic. And she had a very nice response. She became molecularly negative already after induction. We took her through the whole sort of Lococo et al. Regimen with several more cycles of arsenic and Atra as an outpatient. Other than some mild headache, she had no adverse effects, and the headache was only the weeks she was taking the Atra. She went through a physical therapy program and regained some function in her right arm. And she's now completed all the consolidation therapy, has a normal-looking marrow, molecularly negative, and seems to have had a good outcome.
And you got the white count down with hydroxyurea?
With hydroxyurea.
And then started the arsenic.
And then started the arsenic, correct.
How do you like that one, Charlie?
I think they were fortunate in that the hydroxyurea will get the white count down, but not necessarily to the lowest levels. And this is like old-fashioned APL, where your concern was the exacerbation of hemorrhage when you killed the leukemia cells. So, and you had to be incredibly aggressive with supportive care have a little bit of luck.
Yeah. One issue about CNS prophylaxis, so people don't pay attention to it, but there are studies that show that there's a slight tiny incidence of CNS leukemia, and that usually happens in patients who have an initial bleed, a high white cell count. We found that all six patients that developed CNS leukemia in APL in our whole group had an LDH over 1,000. So in this patient, I would certainly consider some form of CNS prophylaxis, because we lost a handful of patients with APL who had multiple relapses and ended up with resistant CNS leukemia. And she has the two factors that in other studies predicted for higher CNS disease, the high white cell count and the bleed. So I probably would give some CNS prophylaxis.
After CR?
Yes.
So Doug, we did do that, actually. I should have mentioned that. I mean, obviously,
what did you do specifically?
We gave her triple intrathecal therapy. I can't remember if it was three or four
usually times. Two to four intrathecals in CR.